The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Today in our Gospel, Jesus gives us a challenge to embrace a higher standard of love, and a love that transcends the ordinary, and a love that mirrors the unconditional love of our Heavenly Father. In our world today, it's a world marked by division, animosity, and selective affection. But Jesus calls us to a radical way of living, a way characterized by love for our enemies. This goes beyond the conventional wisdom of loving those who love us in return. The Lord invites us to extend our love beyond the comfortable circles of our friends and family, beyond those who share beliefs and values. He challenges us to love even those who may be considered enemies or strangers, those who may persecute us. This is not an easy task because it requires transformation of our heart, a surrender to the grace of God working in us. And in our reading, Jesus showed us how to love by saying that God's love is like the sun rising for everyone, good or bad, rain falling on the just and the unjust. Our Heavenly Father's love has no limits, and he wants us to love like that too. It's good to love those who love us back, but Jesus asks us to aim higher as his followers. We're supposed to love like God does, without condition, and even when it's hard. It means caring for others, even if they don't do the same for us. Remember that Jesus wants us to strive for that special kind of love, not a perfect love, but the perfect love of God. And it's about that complete and full love that goes beyond what we think and what we can do. And just like our Heavenly Father's love is perfect, we're asked to strive for the same. So at this Mass today, let us open our hearts to the transformative power of Christ's teaching. May the Holy Spirit empower us to love beyond that measure, to love those who may seem unlovable, and radiate the light of Christ's love to the others who may not experience that light. Amen.